And this morning you're probably wondering, what is the blessing of the tree in doing there in our worship service? Last night the youth from Yakima and Philomath, they put together a tree here that we're going to put up in our church. The tree has colorful decorations on the outside of the leaves, lots of leaves here, and on the inside are prayers that they had. So I don't know what the prayers say. The youth know what those prayers are. And so the blessing of the tree is nothing more than uplifting these prayers. We don't know what they are. God knows what they are, and the youth do as well. I just want to have the youth that were here last night please stand up. And there we go. And we got some in the back over here. So who are the ones that made it through the night? One, two. Oh, is that true? I was told there was only two. Just the two of you? All right. Cool. All right. Well, what a blessing you are. Go ahead and have a seat. And I'm going to, or actually, you guys can remain standing. Let's all stand and uplift our hearts in prayer this morning. In our prayers this morning, we'll also remember the Holroyds as they celebrate their 50th wedding anniversary, and also the Olivers celebrating their 50th anniversary, as well as Jim Holroyd, who had surgery on Friday. In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For a true faith, that we would honor God not just with our lips, but serve Him faithfully with all of our heart, mind, and strength. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all Christians, that we not reject God's commandments for the doctrine of men, but rather that we be given grace to keep God's commandments in thought, word, and deed, honoring God in all that we do. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For children of all ages and youth, that they would honor their mother and father, so that they would not despise or anger their parents, but honor them, serve and obey them, and love and cherish them. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who are physically, emotionally, and spiritually suffering on account of illness. Lord, today we uplift these prayer concerns of these youth on this tree. Lord, you know what's secret in our hearts. You know the challenges that we face. You know the questions that we have. Lord, we thank you that you stick by us, and we thank you that you hear our prayers, and we pray that you would, in your time, answer these requests according to your will. Lord, also this day we thank you for the gift of marriage, and what a blessing it is and has been for this congregation to witness the marriage of the Holroyds, for Jerry and Joyce, and also Larry and Ann. Continue to bless them, Lord, and give them a great time of celebration in the days ahead. Lord, we also uplift Jim Holroyd, recovering from surgery just a couple days ago. May your hands watch over him, and that we pray that there would be clarity and treatment in the days ahead. Lord, also those that we name in our sick and recovering list at peace, Dylan, Kai, Bev, Haley, Max, Dee, Wyatt and Charlie, Amber, Annette and Charlotte, Jennifer, Merle Woods, Katie and Jake, Darlene, Ava, Art, Paul, Evan, Brian, Eileen, Shelley, Chris, Forrest, Rebecca, Kylie, Betty, Cheryl, a young girl and her family, firefighters, Jason Sparky as they return from their honeymoon, Thanksgiving for the Held family, for Gary Hayworth, Jan Scar, for Margaret Philpott as she mourns the loss of her sister Jean, and for Sarah as she goes into labor in the days ahead. We pray that God would encourage them with His word and grace, and that He would bless all medical professionals with the skills necessary to alleviate such suffering and pain where it is possible. Let us pray to the Lord. Into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night in which He was betrayed, took bread. When He had given thanks, He broke it and gave it to His disciples, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And in the same way, also after supper, Jesus took the cup. When he had blessed it, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. Do this as often as you drink of it in remembrance of me." Let us pray the prayer Jesus taught. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Congregation may be seated. All are welcome to the communion table.